Hello there, this is Steve Holden from TechNewsRadio.com, and we are at the O'Reilly Emerging Technology Conference today. It is March 14th, 15th, and 16th, 17th in San Diego, California. And the theme of this show is Remix, your hardware, your software, and your media. And this morning we heard from several very interesting presenters. O'Reilly and Associates had their introduction, and that was with Tim O'Reilly. And then we heard some web services and strategies from Flickr. Stuart Butterfield did an excellent presentation there. We heard from some folks at Applied Minds. They're doing some very interesting prototyping and building of technology concepts. And we heard, flipping through the channel, my notes here. And we heard a great deal of stuff from Firefox and the new APIs that are coming available in probably the next couple of revs. There should be a summer rev and a rev in December. And we also heard from Jeff Bezio from Amazon and from A9.com. And he was talking about some of their new XML-related add-your-own categories within the searches. So search becomes more of a category-driven solution. So if you search on something using the new service at A9.com, you can figure out by domain if there was something more interesting for you. Going through my notes here, see if there's something else here I missed. Some stuff to check out if you have some time. Do a Google search on NPR runtime.h, XUL overlays. Those are two technologies that I thought was interesting from the folks that are doing the Firefox. Flickr has 62 methods exposed right now. About 5% of the traffic that they get is based on their APIs, but they have seen in recent months almost a doubling of that. So something to consider there is making your software open. Ajax, asynchronous JavaScript and XML was an interesting thing. Hardware hacking, the Make magazine is a good example of that. RubyOnRails.com is a framework for software development and rapid prototyping. Data visualization, they showed a tree map. Flickr has an interesting color picker tool that was created not by the folks at Flickr, but somebody who used their API. Baby Names is a interesting GUI for what year names were being used. Voice over IP is on the radar map. And the tracking of people. And there's an interesting quote there from Dave Widener. The P in P2P is people. Some other major trends that are on the O'Reilly Associates target is patterns, how you articulate and see a pattern, how you do better user interface and user-centered development. Perpetual betas was a big thing where everything is really like an ongoing service, and it's not really release-oriented like the monolithic releases of the past, but more of you're sort of engaging a real-time tester, i.e. your users, and you're doing ongoing improvements. Seems to be a pattern that they've seen. Really the long tail, commercialization and monetization of niches. I think podcasting is probably in that niche area there where you have sort of mega podcasts like the Daily Source Code, and then podcasts like this, which is just a very technology-focused podcast, not for the everyday user. The PC is really not a platform. There's multiple devices out there. You need to be planning on how to support those and how to sync data to the network and how to deal with the portability issues of your data once you get it into these sort of mega databases. So I think I'm going to wrap up my morning update, and I hope this is of interest to folks and people are finding it useful. I will check in with you later. Again, this is Steve Holden, TechNewsRadio.com at the O'Reilly Emerging Technology Conference in San Diego, California. Have a great day.